بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، in our previous class we're reading the statement of Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he mentioned wa aslu at-taqwa, and the foundation of at-taqwa, the foundation of the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and ya'lama al-'abdu ma yuttaqa thumma yattaqi. The aslu, or the asl, or the foundation, or the fundamental principle with regards to at-taqwa is that the servant, a person, he will know what should be feared, what should be avoided, and then after that he will leave it and he will refrain from it and stay away from it. قال عون بن عبد الله تمام التقوى أن تبتغي علم ما لم يعلم منها إلى ما علم منها. He said that عون بن عبد الله, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى, that the completion of التقوى, or the perfection of التقوى, is to seek the knowledge that one does not have, to seek the knowledge of one that does not, that one does not have, so that he will know that knowledge, so that he will know that knowledge, and he will seek the knowledge he does not have to reach to that stage. And meaning that a person, in order to be upright, he has to know what is uprightness. In order to be steadfast, he has to know what is steadfastness. In order to be upon the straight path, he has to know what is the straight path. And that way, in order to be upon taqwa, he has to know about taqwa. And the foundation of the deen is knowledge. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with. And this is from the wisdom of our creation. We were created to know Allah, and to know that he has authority and power over all things, and that his knowledge has encompassed all things. And we were created to worship him and to submit to him. By knowing him, and knowing his majesty, and knowing his power and authority, and knowing that he is the creator of all things, and then complying to his commandments. This requires likewise to know them, to know the commandments, and to know the path that leads to Allah's pleasure, and likewise to know the paths that lead to his anger, and the paths of misguidance and corruption. To learn these ways, you need to know them, and then to be upon that way, in order to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon clarity. This is why we are created, this is our purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. That Allah, he is the one who has created the seven heavens and from the earth, the likes thereof, and his command descends between them, لتعلموا, so that you may know. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned from the wisdom of the creation of the heavens and the earth is mentioned in this verse. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. So that you may know, so that you have knowledge that Allah, he has the ability to do all things, and that Allah, he has encompassed all things in knowledge, and that Allah, he has encompassed all things in knowledge. If we look at our own selves and our own souls, and we see how Allah has brought us into existence from nothing, from a fluid, and at first were nothing even mentioned. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا لَمْ نَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. At one time we were nothing even mentioned, not even thought of, not even a name. And then after this, from that fluid, Allah created us and brought us into existence, each and every one of us. The one who realizes this and sees this, then he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. That verily Allah, he has the ability to do all things. And likewise, قَدْ أَحَطَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And Allah, he has encompassed all things in knowledge. He has encompassed all things in knowledge. So the one who knows this, then he will submit to him. The one who knows this, then he will love him. And he will comply to his commandments in this manner. And he will strive to draw near to him. And strive, likewise, to gain his pleasure. And hoping for the promise and the mercy of Allah. And fearing his punishment. And fearing his punishment. So it's based upon knowledge. Aslu taqwa and ya'lam al-abdu ma yuttaqa thumma yattaqi. The foundation of a taqwa is that a person, he knows what should be avoided. Again, this issue here is going back to what he mentioned before this, and in the previous statement. And that was yani that قد يغلب استعمال التقوى على اجتناب المحرمات. That yani the word taqwa could be used in a context to mostly refer to or to refer more to leaving off the prohibitions. So this is what he's discussing here again. That's the foundation. How can a person stay away from the prohibitions if he does not know what they are? How can a person avoid the muharramat if he does not know what they are? Or even if he knows what they are, how can he avoid them if he does not know how to avoid them likewise? A person has to learn how to be upright. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned about this, barakallahu fikum, that the guidance is two types, al-hidayah al-amma ila sirat, thumma al-hidayah al-khasa ala aw fi as-sirat. That there is a general guidance to the straight path. A general guidance that every believer is upon. Every Muslim, he has a general guidance, he's been guided to the straight path, and to the shahadatain, to enter into the fold of Islam. But after that, on the path, there's specific guidance. After that, after being guided to the path, there's specific guidance. And likewise, that understanding could be also implied or applied whenever we see that being guided to the foundation of Iman, after that, there is detailed information on how to complete the Iman. To be guided to Islam is one thing, and then to complete the rites of Islam and to perfect one's deen is another thing. And this is something that a believer, he has to learn how to do. He has to learn how to do. So here we see that the foundation of a taqwa is seeking knowledge, or is knowledge itself. And knowledge, it has to be sought. And knowledge, it has to be sought. So from a taqwa is to strive to learn. Is to strive to learn and to sit in the gatherings. This is from a taqwa. Ibn Rajab, he mentioned وَذَكَرَ مَعْرُوفٌ الْخَرَخِي and Bakr ibn Khunais, that مَعْرُوف الْخَرَخِي, he mentioned from Bakr ibn Khunais that he said قَالَ أَوْ أَنَّهُ قَالَ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ مُتَّقِيًا مَنْ لَا يَدْرِ مَا يَتَّقِي. How can somebody be muttaqi? The muttaqi is the person of taqwa. How can somebody be a person of taqwa? How can he be from those who fear Allah? How can he be pious or righteous if he does not know what he should stay away from or what he should avoid? How could he be from the people of taqwa if he doesn't even know what is taqwa? And this is a question that one would ask himself. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَعْرُوفٌ And then he mentioned, he said, إِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تَتَّقِي أَكَلْتَ الرِّبَى إِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تَتَّقِي أَكَلْتَ الرِّبَى. He said, if you do not know how to be pious, if you do not know how to have taqwa, if you do not know how to avoid those thorns on the path, those hooks on the path, those misguided ways on the path, if you don't know how to do taqwa, then you will eat riba. Then you will eat riba. If you don't know how to be upon taqwa, and because of ignorance, not because he wants to eat riba, not because he may eat riba, meaning he will partake in riba. He will take it or he will give it. He will take it or give it. What is the reason why he's taking it and giving it? Ignorance. Jahl. Jahl. Da'un qatil. The people of knowledge, they say, da'un qatil. This is a very harmful disease. Ignorance. Ignorance is very dangerous. Very dangerous. So he's telling us this. And these are from the likes of the tabi'een and atba' tabi'een. So this is something that they're aware of. The people of knowledge and as-salaf as-salih, the pious and righteous predecessors, they're aware of these things. إِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تَتَّقِي أَكَلْتَ الرِّبَى وَإِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تَتَّقِي لَقِيَتْكَ أَمْرَأَةٌ فَلَمْ تَغُضَّ بَصَرَكَ فَلَمْ تَغُضَّ بَصَرَكَ. He said, likewise, if you don't know how to, if you're not good with taqwa, you don't know how to do taqwa properly, you don't learn about a taqwa, then a woman will meet you and you will not lower your gaze. And if you're not aware of a taqwa and the right and what is required from a taqwa and what is at stake with regards to a taqwa, then a woman will meet you and you will not lower your gaze. And you will not lower your gaze. And he says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ لَا تُحْسِنُ تَتَّقِي وَضَعْتَ سَيْفَكَ عَلَىٰ عَاتِقِكَ. And also, if you don't know how to be upon taqwa, then you will put your sword on your shoulder, meaning you will draw arms against the Muslims. And this is what he's referring to. You will take up weapons and fight against the believers and shed the blood of the believers. So these are some things that he's mentioning here, like the foundation of a taqwa is to have knowledge. And if a person, he does not have knowledge, then he will fall into that which is contrary to a taqwa, and that which is in opposition to a taqwa, and he does not even know that. And he will fall into riba, and he will not even know that, or not even be aware of that, or not even intend that. Or he will fall into fornication and the likes like this, all from the same aspect, by not learning about a taqwa. By not learning about a taqwa. And likewise, the issues that the Khawarij have fallen into, and the likes of these deviant groups who call to the misguided jihad and the likes like this, and fighting against the Muslim rulers and going to the protests and the likes like this, they لا يحسنون التقوى. They're not good. They don't know truly the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the foundation of knowledge. And because of this, they have caused much mischief in the lands and many problems, and given a disfigured image of al-Islam to many of the people, to many of the non-Muslims specifically. So therefore, again, the foundation of taqwa is to learn, is to have knowledge, is to know what one should stay away from in order to avoid it, and to learn how to do it. One of those famous statements from the Salaf, they would say, كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَتَّقِي. كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَتَّقِي. How can somebody fear something or avoid it, and he does not even know what it is? He doesn't even know what it is. So he mentioned some other narrations, and we summarize now. And he mentioned, رحمه تعالى, وَفِي الْجُمْلَةِ فَالتَّقْوَى هِيَ وَصِيَّةُ اللَّهِ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Yani to summarize, yani from this point here, at-taqwa, it is the commandment and the emphasized or highly emphasized advice and command of Allah for the entire creation, And he's referring to that verse in Surah An-Nisa, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنْ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. That verily we have commanded those who were given the book before you, and likewise you. And he's talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ittaqullah, that you should have the taqwa of Allah. So this is something that Allah, he has commanded all of the people and the previous nations. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوْفِي بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ. And he fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is something that has been commanded for all of the people, all of mankind. This is why they were created. يعني لعلكم تتقون. He said, رحمه الله, وَوَسِيَّةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِأُمَّتِهِ. And likewise, this is the wasiyah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم for his ummah. And the command and the highly emphasized advice that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has given to his ummah. We see in this narration that he has given صلى الله عليه وسلم this wasiyah to two of his companions specifically, to Abi Dhar and to Mu'adh, and specifically, but this is for the Ummah. But likewise, he's mentioning and referring to the issue of Hajjatul Wada', and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the farewell pilgrimage, he mentioned this, Usikum bittaqwallah wa sami wa ta'a. He's going to mention this. So likewise, Ibn Rajab, he says, wa kana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha ba'atha amiran ala sariyatin awsahu fi khasati nafsihi bittaqwallah. And likewise, if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would send a commander, a leader out on a battalion, an excursion, in an army battalion or brigade, he would command him and advise him with himself specifically to fear Allah, to have the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal. وَبِمَنْ مَعَهُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ خَيْرًا. Also, he would advise that amir and that commander, likewise with the believers, with the Muslims, and he would advise them to be good to the Muslims in this light. So he's summarizing here that taqwa, it is the wasiyah and the commandment and the highly emphasized ordainment that Allah has commanded all of his creation. And likewise, this issue of taqwa is the wasiyah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah specifically. So the whole creation has been advised in this manner. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been specifically advised with this manner, with the issue of taqwa. So therefore, it's very important for a believer to be aware of the affairs of at-taqwa and the path of at-taqwa and the sifat of the people of at-taqwa and the traits that are from at-taqwa and how to rectify the taqwa and the likes like this. These affairs that we have been discussing, these affairs are from the most fundamental and important affairs of the deen. Rather, they are the deen. Naam, ad-deen, taqwa. Deen Allahi Azza wa Jalla, at-taqwa. Naam, at-taqwa. To fear Him, to obey Him, to love Him and to hope for His promise and reward, to fear His punishment, to remember Him and to not forget Him, to remember His commandments with the heart and to magnify them and to comply to them and to remember His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise with one's heart, and to avoid them and likewise to magnify them as well, and also to show thanks to Him by using His blessings in a manner that He is pleased with and that He has allowed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not being ungrateful by using His blessings to disobey Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is This is a taqwa, and this is what it means to fear Allah as he ought to be feared. Ibn Rajib, he said, وَلَمَّا خَطَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي حَجَّةِ الْوَدَعِ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ وَصَّى النَّاسَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَبِالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ لِأَئِمَّتِهِمْ. And likewise, whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave the sermon in the farewell pilgrimage on the day of An-Nahr, yani on Eid al-Adha, that he advised the people with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to listen and to obey their leaders and those who have authority over them. وَلَمَّا وَعَظَ النَّاسَ وَقَالُوا لَهُ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةُ مُوَدِّئٍ فَأَوْسِنَا. And whenever he admonished the people, yani on this day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to him, it is as if you are giving us the admonishment of someone who is bidding farewell. It is as if you are giving us an admonishment of somebody who is bidding farewell. So we think about that. Somebody who is bidding his beloved or his loved ones or his family and the likes, his companions, he's not going to see them for some time, he's bidding them farewell. What type of advice would he give them? What type of advice would he give them? And in this type of situation, in this type of person who is bidding his loved ones farewell, and he's planning to leave them for some time, he doesn't know if he'll see them again, he's going to give them the best of his advice. He's going to give them great concern and attention. He's going to advise them with the best he can think of and in the best way. And that which is most important, he will mention for them. So this is what they're saying, and this is the farewell. It's as if you're giving us this type of admonishment, something very serious, something very important, something very beneficial. What came at this time? What came at this time? Usikum bittaqwallah. Usikum bittaqwallah. This is how he started, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usikum bittaqwallah. Usikum bittaqwa. I advise you to have the taqwa of Allah. I advise you to have the fear of Allah. I advise you to remember Allah and do not forget Him ever. I advise you to show thanks to Allah and do not be ungrateful to Him. I advise you to obey Him and to not disobey Him. I advise you to hope for His reward and comply to His commandments. This is what all, one word, this is what it means. I advise you to establish the deen inwardly and outwardly. I advise you to fear Allah, public and privately. I advise you to be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal and using His blessings to disobey Him. In this manner, usikum bittaqwa Allah. This is what He has commanded and He has left for His ummah, sallallahu alayhi وسلم. And he said, فَأَوْسِنَا قَالَ أُسِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَسَلْمِي وَطَاعَ. The hadith is very well known. The people of knowledge, they know the hadith as hadith by the one who narrated it, Irbad ibn Sariyah. They call it hadith Irbad ibn Sariyah. And this, whenever they mention this narration, and they call it hadith Irbad ibn Sariyah. Naam, naam. أُسِيكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ. How did the hadith begin? It's also from this hadith too. Which one? Usikum bittaqwallahi azza wa jal. Innahu man yara man ya'ish minkum ba'di sayara ikhtilafan kathira. Fa alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa' ar-rashidin al-mahdiyyin. A maw'idhatan wajadat bihi al-kull. Naam. Ahsanta. There it is. Naam. فقال أوصينا قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل وسلم وطاعة نعم جزاكم الله خيرا. So this is the issue here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised the ummah in this manner. He advised the ummah in this manner. Also Ibn Rajab, he mentioned وخرج الإمام أحمد من حديث أبي سعيد. Also it has been narrated by Imam Ahmed from the hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أوصني. Likewise, Abu Sa'id, he asked for the wasiyah and advice and the commandment of beneficial guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, advise me, command me with something beneficial. قَالَ أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. Verily, it is the head of all things. And the foundation of all things, the head of all affairs. وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْجِهَادِ فَإِنَّهُ رَحْبَانِيَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And you must hold fast and strive in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنَّهُ رَحْبَانِيَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And likewise, it has been narrated in any similar narrations like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he died, it's mentioned about the farewell pilgrimage that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died approximately 80 days after that. After this pilgrimage, he died approximately 80 days after that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what he left for the ummah. Usikum bin taqwallah. I advise you to have the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal. Ibn Rajab, he mentions, وَلَمْ يَزَلْ السلف الصالح يتواصون بها. كان أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه يقول في خطبته أما بعد فإني أوصيكم بالتقوى الله وأن تثنوا عليه بما هو أهله وأن تثنوا عليه بما هو أهله وأن تخلطوا الرغبة بالرحبة وتجمعوا الإلحاف بالمسألة فإن الله عز وجل أثنى على زكريا وأهل بيته فقال إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا راغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشئين. So he's mentioning now here that after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pious predecessors, as Salaf al-Salih, they continued to advise one another with the same advice. And they continued to command one another with the same commandment. And he following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning with the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. After the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu who took the leadership in the Khilafah. And he was Khalifatu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned here that in his khutbah that he would say, verily I advise you of the taqwa of Allah. Verily, inni usikum bitaqwa Allah. And that you praise Allah in a manner as he should be praised. Or he deserves to be praised. And that you mix up the fear with the hope with the fear. That you mix up the hope with the fear. Any meaning in your worship. That you worship Allah in this manner. Not with hope only and not with fear only, but mix between the two. A mix between the two. And he hoping for the reward and fearing the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And like also that you gather along with that to be persistent and consistent in begging and asking Allah. To be persistent and consistent, yani over and over and over in begging and asking and calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with supplication. Yani al-ilhafa bil-masala. Al-ilhaf, yani to do it consistently and consecutively over and over, Allah, calling on Allah with humiliation and humbleness. And he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَثْنَى عَلَى زَكَرِيَّ. And the reason why he's mentioning this, he says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, because verily Allah, he has praised Zakariya and his family, or his household, وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. Whenever he mentioned, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَانِ. They used to hasten to do good. That Zakariya and his household, they used to hasten to do good. And the prophets, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا. And they used to call on us meaning invoking us and supplicating to us, worshipping us with hope and with fear. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they were submissive and humble to us. So this is the affair here mentioning. The point of the author is that this wasiyah, it's the wasiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal for the creation. And then the wasiyah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah. And those who are pious and righteous upon his way after him, beginning with the Khulafa al-Rashideen, they likewise continue this advice. To those after them. Mentioning here with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says, وَلَمَّا حَضَرَتُ الْوَفَاةِ وَعَهِدَ إِلَى عُمَرَ دَآهُ فَوَصَّاهُ بِوَصِيَّةٍ وَأَوَّلُ مَا قَالَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا عُمَرَ. And likewise, whenever death came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he had called for Umar to give him the covenant and to give the khilafah to him, he called him and he advised him with the wasiyah, and he said the very first thing he said to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَا عُمَرَ. Fear Allah, O Umar. Fear Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah, O Umar. And then likewise after him, he says, وَكَتَبَ عُمَرُ إِلَى بِنِهِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ أَمَّا بَعْدَ فَإِنِّي أُوصِيكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ اتَّقَاهُ وَقَاهُ وَمَنْ أَقْرَضَهُ جَزَاهُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَهُ زَادَهُ فَاجْعَلْ تَقْوَى نَسْبَ عَيْنَيْكَ وَجَلَاءَ قَلْبِكَ. So he said, likewise after this, Umar radiallahu anhu, he would write to his son Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He would write to him and say, أَمَّا بَعْدَ, verily I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. So here after that, likewise Umar, he is carrying that wasiyah and advising those after him, but not only any advising the ummah, specifically his family, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he called to his own son, and then he mentioned the benefit from that, فَإِنُّهُ مَنْ اتَّقَاهُ وَقَاهُ, because whoever fears Allah, then Allah will protect him. Whoever fears Allah, and whoever has the taqwa of Allah, from the fruits of that in this life is that Allah will protect him. نعم وَلِبَاسُ تَقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Remember, from the benefits of the libas, from the benefits of the garments and the clothing, is that it's a means of protection. So the taqwa likewise is a means of protection. Allah protects his slaves by way of that, by way of this. It'll be a means of protection for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, then Allah will make easy for him his affairs. Allah will make easy for him his affairs. And this is the case. So he's advising him in this manner. Whoever fears Allah, then Allah will protect him. وَمَنْ أَقْرَضُهُ جَزَاهُ. And whoever loans him, whoever loans Allah a loan, then verily he will recompense him. And whoever shows thanks to Allah, then verily he will increase him. Then verily he will increase him. The first thing to show thanks for, and the most important thing to show thanks for, is to show thanks for guidance. To show thanks for guidance. And that means to apply it and to be upon it. To show thanks for the beneficial knowledge. To show thanks for the beneficial knowledge. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تُكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا. This is Allah, He mentioned to His Prophet. Yani that the grace of Allah and the virtue of Allah was great upon you. Why? وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تُكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. He taught you that which you did not know. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's teaching us. He has guided us to learn about taqwa. And this is something that we did not know. And this is a favor from Allah azza wa jal. To have the beneficial knowledge. To have knowledge of at-tawheed. And the rights of Allah azza wa jal. To have knowledge of the sharia. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the greatest of blessings. So to show thanks for that is to apply it. Is to carry it, to hold it. That it would not be a proof against a person, but rather it be a proof for him. And he'll use that knowledge as a light for him in his dealings, in his manners, in his conduct with his people, with his family first and foremost. And likewise with those who he is near with and comes into contact with, from colleagues and the likes like this. And whenever he lives his life, he will live it with the light of knowledge. Showing thanks for that blessing. وَمَنْ شَكَرَهُ زَادَهُ. وَمَنْ شَكَرَهُ زَادَهُ. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He would increase them. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَيُزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدَى. Then He will increase those people who follow the guidance, He will increase them in guidance. Those people who have the knowledge and they follow the beneficial knowledge, Allah will increase them in that. And make them firm. So therefore, this is from the benefits of at-taqwa that Umar, he's mentioning to his son, Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. He says, so if this is the case, then make the taqwa the light of your eye, or the aim of your eye, and the thing that you are most concerned about. Make it the aim of your eye, and that which will purify and clear your heart. And meaning that somebody, whatever he's distressed, or he's in trouble, or he finds an issue, or the likes like this, then what does he flee to? What does he run to? He runs to Allah. He runs to the fear of Allah. He runs to the remembrance of Allah. His mafza' is ila tawheed, wa ila taqwa. To the fear of Allah, and to the remembrance of Allah, and to the tawheed of Allah, and to the reliance of Allah. And he relying upon Allah, and knowing that everything is from Him, and there's no way out from anything that he's facing or that is he's dealing with, except from the one who has decreed it. And so then he'll go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is his way out from every difficulty. And he had taqwa. He said, وَاسْتَعْمَلَ عَلِي بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ رَجُلًا عَلَى السَّرِيَّةِ فَقَالَ لَوْ أُوصِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا بُدَّ لَكَ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ وَلَا مُنْتَهَى لَكَ دُونَهُ وَهُوَ يَمْلِكُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Likewise, now he's mentioning also that Ali رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, he has placed a man in charge of a sariyah, in charge of a battalion or a brigade, any army brigade. And then he advised him, in Ali ibn Abi Talib رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, he advised him, what did he say? أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ, I advise you to fear Allah. But this is very beautiful. After this, what did he say? I advise you to fear Allah. Who is Allah? الَّذِي لَا بُدَّ لَكَ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. The one you have no way out except you will meet Him. And so then, if there's no way out except to meet Him, then fearing Him is a very good advice. Fearing Him is something that is very beneficial. To comply to His commandments and to give Him His rights as they should be given. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, if we're going to meet Him, this is something that, like Omar, he said, it should be the apple of their eye, or the main focus of their life. أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا بُدَّ لَكَ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. The one who you have no way out except you will meet him. نَمْ وَلَا مُنْتَهَى لَكَ دُونَهُ. And you have, there's no, like, what are you ending? Your end is to nothing except Him. And you're going on a path and it's coming to an end. That end is to Allah. And everybody is on a path. He has been brought into existence. The one who brought him into existence, he's bringing him back to him. لا منتهى لك دونه. There's no other place you are going except to Allah. There's no other place you're going except to Allah. So then, to fear him, this is the way out. وهو يملك الدنيا والآخرة. And likewise, he is the one who owns this life and the hereafter. He is the one who owns this life and the hereafter. Meaning everything is in his hands. Everything is in his hands. All good in this life and the hereafter is in his hands and by his permission. And safety from all harm in this life and the hereafter is in his hands and by his permission. So therefore, to obtain the good of Allah Azza wa Jal, one has to take his path. To be safe from the anger and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, one has to take his path, the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the path of at-taqwa, the path of at-taqwa. So therefore, a believer, again, whenever he is trying to find his way out of any difficulty, then this is the means. If he's trying to find protection from anything he's afraid of, this is the means. And Allah, He mentioned about this, وَمَن يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That whoever fears Allah, and in the manner that we have studied, who fears Allah like this, whoever fears Allah, then Allah will make a way out for him from every difficulty. Make a way out for him for every difficulty. Every difficulty he's facing. What is the way out of that? To fear Allah. To fear Allah. And whoever does that, then also Allah will not only make a way out for him, but likewise He'll provide for him from where he could not even perceive. He will be provided for from avenues where he could not even perceive or imagine, or he did not even expect. This is from the fruits of at-taqwa. This is from the fruits of at-taqwa. So again, the way out of calamities and in times of fitna and trial, especially the means of success and the way of savior and safety, is at-taqwa. This has come in the narration of Talq ibn Habib, and we took his narration, and he gave the definition of taqwa. And تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله وتترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخاف عقاب الله. Remember the narration. What does it mean to be a taqwa? Somebody asked him, "What is a taqwa? What is a taqwa?" And he told them to work in the obedience of Allah upon a light from Allah while you hope for the reward of Allah, and to leave off the disobedience of Allah upon a light from Allah while you are afraid of the punishment of Allah. But there's a story behind this narration. Why did they come and ask him about taqwa? Before they came and asked him about taqwa, they asked him for advice. They asked him for advice. And in this time, there was a great fitna with a particular ruler or amir. His name was Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, al-Thaqafi. And he was working corruption in the land. And he even killed some of the most pious and righteous of the tabi'een and the likes, and caused much bloodshed and the likes, and even changed the times of the prayer, or delayed the prayers and the likes like this, until the extent that some of the people, they wanted to overthrow him. And from them there was a man, his name is Abdurrahman ibn Ash'ath, and he had called some people to go against Al-Hajjaj and to fight and to take up arms against him, to remove him because of the evil that he had done, especially whenever he had delayed the time of the prayer outside of its time. And he mentioned that Amata Uqat al-Salat. At this time, Abdurrahman ibn Ash'ath, he had gathered some people and he had backing. And in any case, it was a great fitna at this time. So some of the people of knowledge, they came to Talq ibn Habib, and our narrator here, about the definition of taqwa. And they were asking him how can they be safe from the fitna? The fitna of the bloodshed and the fighting that's going on between these two groups. And at this time, he said, نَتَّقِيهَا نَتَّقِيهَا كَيْفَ نَتَّقِي الْفِتْنَةِ. How do we protect ourselves from the fitna? How do we protect ourselves from the fitna? And he said at this time, بِالتَّقْوَى بِالتَّقْوَى. And now this, when they asked him, what is the taqwa? So the great benefit from this is that the way to be safe from fitna, or at times in fitna, how does one protect himself from fitna? From fitna of shubuhat and the deen, first and foremost. Fitna of shubuhat and misguidance, and things that are unclear, shubuhat people have, and innovations and newly invented matters, and also any current events that are going on in the ummah, all these fitna that are going, mudhaharat and protests and or other affairs. And how does one protect himself from these fitna, from these trials? Bittaqwa, with taqwa, by working in the obedience of Allah, with knowledge and sincere faith, hoping for the reward of Allah. And likewise, leaving off the disobedience of Allah with knowledge and fearing the punishment of Allah. So that's how one will be safe from those types of fitna. Likewise, the fitna of shahwat, and the fitna of the whims and the desires, and the fitna of women and lusts that are impermissible, the fitna of drugs or alcohol, or the fitna of being tried with earning wealth from avenues that are not permissible, because they're there at hand's reach, even sometimes at the push of a button. Yani to take money in manners that is impermissible. How would a person deal with these fitin? How can he be safe from these fitin? How can he protect himself from these fitin? Yani like this, with the advice of طارق ابن حبيب ابن حبيب يعني by تقوى by تقوى. There's fitna, people are talking, he said this and she said that, and he's this and he's that, when he's not this or he's that, all of this time, how does a person, how does a believer himself save himself from that fitna, whatever it may be? With taqwa. And those people who are given this success from the masses, they're few. From the masses, they're few, because they're the ones who are truly thankful. نعم وقليل من عبادي الشكور. نعم وقليل من عبادي الشكور. And very few of my slaves that are thankful. وأكثرهم لا يشكرون. And the majority of them, they will not show thanks. So this is something that a believer, he will keep in mind and he will strive for, he will hope for. Like he said, the light of his eye, yani to be upon taqwa. After this, likewise, he continued mentioning the leaders, and he from the Salaf al-Salih, and he said, وَكَتَبَ عُمَرِ ابْنَ عَبْدَ الْعَزِيزِ إِلَى رَجُلٍ. Even after the Khulafa al-Arba, they had passed, رضي الله عنهم جميعاً. Then after that, yani Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he came, he died in the year 101. Rahimahullah, he was the Khalifa likewise. And he wrote and advised a man. He said, Usika bi taqwallahi azza wa jal, alati la yakbalu ghayraha, wa la yarhamu illa ahlaha, wa la yuthibu illa alayha, fa inna al-wa'idhina biha kathir, wa al-amilina biha qaleel, ja'alana Allahu wa iyaka min al-muttaqeen. So Umar, he says, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and he's from the Tabi'een, he said, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, he said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. And this is the taqwa that Allah, he does not accept except by way of it. Allah does not accept the deeds except by way of a taqwa. The deeds that are not done with taqwa, they're not accepted. Allah, he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That Allah, he only accepts from the people of a taqwa. Meaning the actions that are done with taqwa, these are the ones that Allah accepts. The actions that are not done with a taqwa, they're not accepted. So this goes back to a very important point, and that was the definition of a taqwa. Yani to have hope and fear at the time of the action of worship, so that it is complete. Nam, so he's saying this here. وَلَا يَرْحَمُ إِلَّا أَهْلَهَا. And he does not show mercy except to the people of a taqwa. The people of a taqwa, they're the ones who receive mercy. They're the ones who receive mercy. Nam. And وَلَا يُثِيبُ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا. And he does not reward anyone except based upon taqwa. Then he mentioned here another important point. وَالْوَعِذِينَ وَإِنَّ الْوَعِذِينَ أَوْ فَإِنَّ الْوَعِذِينَ بِهَا كَثِيرٌ. Verily those who are advising and admonishing with taqwa, there are many. وَالْعَامِلِينَ بِهَا قَلِيرٌ. But those who apply it and use it in application are few. And a lot of people, they're saying that taqwa, but those who are actually applying it, they are few. And then after this, he closed his letter with a supplication. Ja'alana Allahu wa iyyaka min al-muttaqin. May Allah make us and you from the muttaqin. So he also mentioned here, walamma wuliya khatada fahamila Allah wa athna alayhi wa qala usika bi taqwallahi azza wa jal, fa inna taqwallahi azza wa jal khalafun min kulli shay. وَلَيْسَ مِنْ تَقْوَ اللَّهِ خَلَفٌ. And whenever he became the Khalifa, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he praised Allah Azza wa Jal in his khutbah, and then he, after this, advised the people to have the taqwa of Allah. And he mentioned that the taqwa, there is nothing to replace it. There's nothing going to come to replace it. And then, but the taqwa is the replacement for everything. And it will come and replace everything. It brings good to everything, but it cannot be replaced. It cannot be replaced. Nothing can come after it and replace it or take its place. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ لِيُونَسِ بِنْ عُبَيْدٍ أَوْسِنِي فَقَالَ أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَ اللَّهِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ فَإِنَ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And likewise, a man, he came to Yunus ibn Ubayd, also from the Tabi'een, or Atba' Tabi'een. He mentioned, he said, advise me, or give me the wasiyah. So he said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. أُسِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَ اللَّهِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. And to have also al-ihsan, to be good. Yani meaning to the people. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Because verily Allah, He is with those people of al-taqwa, and He is also with those people who do good. He is also along with those people who do good. So he's mentioning here that this is something that the Salaf, they continued to advise one another with all the way yani until this day. The Salaf al-Salih, this is their way, this is their methodology, that they're advising one another and ordering one another and commanding one another and reminding one another with at-taqwa. With at-taqwa, to have the fear of Allah. To have the fear of Allah. He mentioned another narration, he says, وَكَتَبَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ السَّلَفِ إِلَىٰ أَخٍ لَهُ. And a man from the Salaf, he wrote a letter to one of his brothers. أُسِيكَ بِتَقْوَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا أَكْرَمُ مَا أَسْرَرْتَ وَأَزْيَنُ مَا أَظْهَرْتَ وَأَفْدَرُ مَا دَخَرْتَ أَعَنَّنَا اللَّهُ وَيَّاكَ عَلَيْهَا وَأَوْجَبَ لَنَا وَلَكَ ثَوَابَهَا. And he wanted the Salaf, he wrote to one of his brothers, and he, wallah wa'alam, my brother in Islam, to advise him. He said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. For verily, this is the most noble thing that you could hide or keep hidden. And you want to hide something or keep it between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, then the best thing to do and the most noble of these things is at-taqwa, at-taqwa. Naam, and he said, likewise, and it is the most beautiful thing that you have shown the people. And the best and most noble thing that you can hide from the people is at-taqwa. And the best thing that you can display, and the best thing that you can adorn yourself, or the best adornment that you have, that you can make apparent to the people, is at-taqwa. Likewise, and the most virtuous thing that you save, and you put it back for a later day, ad-dikhar, to save it for later, is at-taqwa. And he said after that, a'anana Allahu wa iyyaka alayha, may Allah help us and you, and upon this piety and righteousness. And may Allah make the reward for us and for you a promise, or make it necessary, and allow us to have that reward. وَكَتَبَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَخٍ لَهُ أُوصِيكَ وَأَنفُسَنَا بِالتَّقْوَىٰ فَإِنَّهَا خَيْرُ زَادِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَىٰ وَاجْعَلْهَا إِلَىٰ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ سَبِيلِكَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ مَهْرَبَكَ فقد توكل الله عز وجل لأهلها بالنجاة مما يحذرون والرزق من حيث لا يحتسبون. Another man from the Salaf, he advised one of his brothers with, he said, I advise you and myself, or ourselves likewise, with taqwa. And this is the best provision for this life and the hereafter. The best provision. Yani the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal is a provision. Is a provision. وتزودوا فإن خيرا الزادي at-taqwa, and take your provision, and verily the best of all provision is at-taqwa. This is what he's referring to. So the taqwa is a provision, and a provision to get to the goal. A person who's on a journey, he takes with him provision, that which he needs to get to his destination. The journey to get to the Jannah, and the provision that one needs to reach it to the paradise and the pleasure of Allah, it is at-taqwa. Naam, so this is what he's advising here from the Salaf, that this is the best provision for this life and the hereafter. And you should make the taqwa the path for you, and your path to all good. Your path to all good. The means to achieve that is with at-taqwa. And likewise, your place of refuge, and the way that you flee, and your way out from everything that you fear, or every evil, likewise is at-taqwa. Again, and this is how a person, he lives his life, and he's trying to obtain good. How does he obtain it? On the path of at-taqwa. If he is hoping to be safe from harm or some evil, likewise, how does he do that? In the path of at-taqwa, by fearing Allah. And by fearing Allah, by believing in Allah, and knowing that the decree is for Allah, and the command is for Allah. وَهُوَ يَمْلِكُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. And he is the one who owns this life and the hereafter. If a person's afraid of something, that thing he is afraid of, who created it? Allah. If a person is afraid of something, who has brought that thing to him? And who has brought it into his life now? And Allah Azza wa Jal. So nobody can remove that from him. And nobody can save that from him, except for the one who created it and decreed it to be in his life. To be in his life. So therefore, then a person at this time, this is how he uses the taqwa. And the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the tawheed, and the reliance and the trust upon Allah Azza wa Jal, and fleeing to Him. And if somebody wants something from Allah Azza wa Jal, again, the means of obtaining that from Allah is by taking His path, and following His Sharia, and complying to His commandments, and leaving off His prohibitions. And the one who does this, he is upon taqwa, and he is the one who has the promise. وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. So many people, they want to get married, they're going through trials, it's hard, maybe you should try with shahwa. May Allah protect the Muslims and the youth. But the way out for that is the fear of Allah. Maybe somebody is going through hardship and difficulty, he lost his job, or he's having difficulty with his rent. The way out from that is a taqwa, to fear Allah, to believe that this decree is from Allah. And the only way out from that is to return to Him, and to know that these things, they came from Allah Azza wa Jal. They came from Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will only be removed by Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, he will put his trust and faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he will take the means to save himself, or to protect himself, or to obtain the good that he hopes for, the means that are allowed by Allah Azza wa Jal. In this manner, then if he does this and he's patient upon that way, the Allah He promised, He will find a way out for him. Somebody is trying with a particular sin. Somebody is trying with a particular shortcoming. Somebody is trying. The way out is a taqwa, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. To fear Allah Azza wa Jal and to follow His deen, to follow His path, to follow His legislation, to follow His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly. من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. الله أكبر. So then he mentions these things here. This is what he's saying here. So verily Allah, He has promised and to give success and to save the people of Ittaqwa from everything that they're afraid of. And He has promised likewise to provide them from where they could not even perceive. Referring to that verse. Referring to that verse. He mentions several narrations, rahimahullah, and he comes to another point. He says, فَقَوْلُهُ, you need to summarize, فَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ اتَّقِ لَهَا حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. And so the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, fear Allah wherever you may be, مُرَادُهُ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ حَيْثُ يُرَاهُ النَّاسُ وَحَيْثُ لَا يَرَوْنَهُمْ. نعم, حَيْثُ يُرَاهُ النَّاسُ وَحَيْثُ لَا يَرَوْنَهُمْ. And he's mentioning here, what does it mean, fear Allah wherever you may be? The intent from this, he says, is in private and in public. In private and in public, to fear Allah and to apply this knowledge, yani in private and in public, when the people see you and whenever the people don't see you. Whenever the people see you and whenever the people don't see you. Whenever the people see you, you apply the taqwa. You live upon a taqwa. And whenever the people don't see you, likewise. Even more, even a time that a believer, he should even be more conscious and have more fear in his heart of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, whenever he is alone and the people do not see him. He said, وَقَدْ ذَكَرْنَا مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي ذَرٍ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَهُ أُوصِيكَ بِالتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ فِي سِرِّ أَمْرِكَ وَعَلَانِيَتِهِ وَكَانَ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ فِي دُعَائِهِ أَسْأَلُكَ خَشْيَتَكَ فِي الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَخَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ فِي الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هِيَ مِنْ الْمُنْجِيَاتِ هِيَ مِنْ الْمُنْجِيَاتِ. So he says here, and likewise we have mentioned before, it has proceeded from the hadith of Abi Dharr, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah in your public and private affair. In your public and private affair. And this is one of the interpretations of that statement. Fear Allah wherever you may be, meaning in public and in private. Whenever the people see you, whenever the people do not see you. And likewise, it has come in the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, and he would ask Allah this, وَأَسْأَلُكَ خَشْيَتَكَ فِي الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And O Allah, I ask you for your fear. Oh Allah, I ask you for your fear, in private and in public, in the seen and in the unseen. And I ask you for your fear. And so this is something that a believer, he asks for. To fear Allah Azza wa Jal, likewise, this is something that belongs to Allah. And it only comes from Allah. And to have taqwa, this is something that likewise, it comes from Allah. Naam, as-saluka khashyataka fil ghaibi wa shahada. Meaning, I ask you for the khashya. Any meaning, I ask you to allow me to fear you. Now, it is Allah, if a slave, he fears Allah, if he has the fear of Allah in his heart, it is Allah who allowed that for him. It is Allah who bestowed that for him and given that to him and favored him with that. The fear of Allah is a blessing. So to have that, you have to ask for it. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's asking for it specifically. Likewise, with regards to the taqwa inside of the soul, this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ask for also. نعم اللهم وآتي نفسي وآتي نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها. And another supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, oh Allah, give my soul its taqwa, give my soul its piety. وآتي نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها. So therefore, we're learning from this that this taqwa, it has to be obtained from Allah only. It can only be obtained from Allah alone. So therefore, a believer, from the things that he asks for, he asks that Allah will give him the fear of Allah. He asks that Allah will give him the taqwa. He asks that Allah will purify his heart and purify his soul. And the best means of asking this is to learn these supplications. So the supplications that have come in the sunnah. The supplications that have come in the sunnah, because they are safe from error. They are safe from error. And they are inclusive and exclusive, where they are any concise and all-encompassing supplications. From them, these ones that he's mentioning here. And likewise, وَآتِ نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا وَزَكِّيهَا أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Now, this is very short. It's a portion of a longer supplication. But a person, he can memorize that easily. اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Now, to learn the whole supplication is better. But at least to learn these portions right here, any specific to our discussion, this is very beneficial for a believer. And to call on that and to ask Allah. To call on Allah and to ask Him with taqwa. And with hope. Hoping that He will give it. Hoping that He will give it. Wanting to have the fear of Allah. Wanting to have a soul that is pure. Wanting to have a heart that is upright. Wanting to be able to remember Him and not forget Him. And then asking Him for that sincerely. This is a good way. So he said here, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to this, yani fearing Allah and the unseen, meaning whenever the people are not looking. Fearing Allah in the unseen, fil ghaybi wa shahada, and like in the scene, meaning fearing Allah whenever the people see you, whenever the people don't see you, he says, hiya min al munjiyat. These are from the means of savior. And the things that will save a person on the day of resurrection, when all of mankind is standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, the means for that is to fear Allah in public and in private. To fear Allah in public and in private. This is the means of safety. And in the hereafter. But likewise, even before that, a means of safety in this life. A means of safety in this life. Many times, a person who'll be tried with things, but because of his piety, or because of his sincerity, Allah Azza wa Jal would direct these things away from him. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will save him from them. Things could happen to him in his deen, or in his family, or in his wealth, and that he could be tried, and they will not befall him. And they will miss him. And by the favor of Allah, Allah will save him from these affairs. He will see many people that he knew, they've been tried with issues. He was saved from that. Allah saved him from that. Yani because of the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But likewise, yani because he has been striving, and he's shown effort, and Allah has seen good from him. And therefore Allah recompenses him, and he will direct evil away from him, and save him from trials. And the lights like this, and he make a way out from him from every difficulty. He said, "Rahimahullah, وَقَدْ سَبَقَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي الطُّفَيْلِ عَنْ مُعَاذٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَهُ إِسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِسْتِحْيَاءَ رَجُلٍ ذِي هَيْبَةٍ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ وَهَذَا هُوَ السَّبَبُ الْمُوجِبُ لِخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ." He said, "Likewise, it has proceeded, yani from the hadith of Mu'adh, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him to have shyness from Allah, to be shy from Allah. The way that you're shy from a man who has honor and respect from your family, like the one who has a rank and status from a person's family, he would never want that person, and yeah, an individual, he would never want that type of person to see him doing something that's not befitting. Somebody, even if he's a sinner, he would never sin in front of that man who's from his family, that man is from his tribe, or that man is from the people of knowledge whom he respects, who he has honor for and love for, and the likes like this. He will never want that person to see him, yani, while he is committing a sin, or while he is doing actions that are not befitting, or whether he is falling into transgression and the likes like this, or disobedience. If he did something that he does, it's not permissible, and then that person sees him, yani, for example, somebody is looking at the wrong thing on the screen, looking at those filthy images, and then that person happened to come in and see him doing that, how would he feel? How the shyness that he would have from that person, the shyness, and then how he would feel that man saw him looking at those images. Somebody who we respect, somebody who we honor, somebody who he loves like this, and then that person caught him and doing that, then how would he feel? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Mu'adh to fear Allah like this. To fear Allah like this. And that feeling that you have in your heart at that time You should have that feeling whenever you need from Allah Azza wa Jal. From Allah Azza wa Jal. That feeling should come into the heart from Allah Azza wa Jal. I know these brothers who they were in the prison. I visited the brothers in the prison sometime. I just remembered this. It's pertaining to this. But they are in a lower level security, but it's still security. They have to be in and out at certain times. They're allowed to be in and out at certain times. So one time they're out walking on a track, and they have they allow you to go out on the yard at certain times, but then they have like a special time you have to come back in. If you don't come back in at that time, it's big trouble. You could be charged with escape, or you can, many things could happen. These people here, they're close to going home. They'll be going home in a year, 2 years, 3 years. They made it down to this security. So if they mess up now, it's going to delay their, you know. So they're walking the track and they're talking, and they forgot. They forgot, yani, that it's time to go in. And they're just talking, going around, and they look up and there's nobody there. They go, wait a second, where's everybody at? It's like, oh, it's count time. Because they have to count the people at that time. So they ran inside. We continue, inshallah. So at these certain times, everybody has to come in to count. They have to do a head count. So they're talking and they're discussing things amongst themselves, and they forgot. It slipped their mind. They're out on the track, on the side. Nobody's out there. So they look up and they realize, they look around, where's everybody at? They see nobody on the yard. And they look down and they're like 5-10 minutes late. And at this time, they became panicking. Oh, they're very afraid. They're afraid that they're going to be in trouble. And at this time, they're very afraid. They're late for the count. This is a major mistake inside the prison system. The brothers who know some family members, may Allah protect the Muslims. But this is a major mistake inside. They're very afraid something bad is going to happen to them. They rush back to the thing. And their hearts are beating. And the brother, he mentioned that, and he told me, he's like, after this, yani, after this, being this scared right now, he's scared, yani, for his well-being, that he's scared he's going to miss his family. He's scared they're going to take time from him. He's going to have to go back to a higher level security. He's scared they're going to put a charge on him for not coming in, messing up the count. Now he's very afraid. But alhamdulillah, nothing happened to them. They just got a little bit yelled at, and they're good. But after that, the brother, he realized, and he said, you know, my brother, I wish I could fear Allah like that. I wish I could fear Allah like that. And this is what he's saying here. Yani, imagine how scared he is. Yani, he's been in prison for a long time. He's years or a year away from going home or less. And now it's all jeopardized because slip. Not even intentionally, but he's afraid. He's afraid, what are they going to do to me? Alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, like this. And then whenever he realized, yani, the benefit from that is, I wish that I could fear Allah like that. I wish that I could fear Allah like that. That's how we're supposed to fear Allah. We're supposed to be afraid of Him. Because the true losers are the ones who lose their souls and their families on the day of resurrection. And the ones on the people of loss, they're the ones who lose their own souls. They're the ones who lose their own souls and their families on the day of judgment. Nas'al Allah al-afi wa salama. So now here the author, he's going into this topic here, the topic of fearing Allah in private, specifically. And he's fearing Allah in public and in private. But the discussion now is specifically, he's talking about fearing Allah in private. He mentioned many narrations. We'll just read some of them to summarize. And from them is what he mentioned about some desert Arab. He said, وَرَوَدَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَرَبِيَّةً وَقَالَ لَهَا مَا يَرَانَا إِلَى الْكَوْكَبِ أو مَا يَرَانَا إِلَى الْكَوَاكِبِ. And so he's mentioning here that there was a man, and he, this is an old narration likewise, and he, from the Salaf, but there was a man who had tried to coerce a woman, and he, in the desert, and he's trying to get her to commit fornication with him and to rile her up. And then he says to her, look, now here we are, nobody can see us but the stars. And he said, what are you afraid of? And why are you resisting now? Nobody can see us but the stars. Meaning, no, we're here alone, there's nobody, it's completely dark, there's nobody out here, we're in the middle of the desert, and there's nothing but the stars over our heads. So, and at this time she had the fear of Allah. And what did she say to him? قَالَتْ فَأَيْنَ مُكَوْكِبِهَا فَأَيْنَ مُكَوْكِبُهَا. And he said, then where is the one, if nobody can see us but the stars, then where is the one who created the stars? Now, so like that, some people, they shut the door. Nobody can see us in here. There's nothing in here but the walls. There's nothing in here but the air. Where's the one who created the air? What about the eyes that you're looking with? Where's the one who created the eyes? Now, the one who created and gave us the eyesight. He can't see us. He provided us eyesight. And we think that he can't see us. Does he think that nobody can see him? And does he think that nobody can see him? Is it not us who gave him the two eyes? And us who gave him the lips and the tongue? Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, yani to fear Allah, yani in private is even more great. Even more great. He mentioned likewise some narrations from the Salaf. He says, وقال الحارث المحاسبي. الحارث المحاسبي. He said, المراقبة علم القلب. This is the issue here. To fear Allah in private. This is called, or to fear Allah in general in every situation, specifically in private. It's called المراقبة. المراقبة is to be observant and to be aware and to know that Allah sees you. It's called المراقبة. راقب يراقب. نعم. الله يراقبك. نعم. إن الله عليكم. إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. نعم. That verily Allah, He is observing. To have مراقبة is to be aware that Allah sees you, and to remember that Allah sees you, and to know that Allah hears you, and that He knows what you're doing. He say this is the knowledge of the heart, of the nearness of Allah, meaning that Allah He is close to you by His knowledge, and He sees you. This is the topic now that we discuss, inshaAllah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.